This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Jacobs Music Company is the proud sponsor of Between the Keys with Jed Distler. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available on their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. It's that time again. My name is Jed Distler. I'm the artist in residence for the Classical Network. This is Between the Keys, and I'm really happy you've joined me for this hour. I couldn't really come up with a very specific topic or a game plan for this week's episode, but I have been catching up on my listening with some new releases in front of me, also some older releases that I'm only just getting around to. Todd Crowe is a highly distinctive pianist and a very intelligent musician whom I've admired for years. He's on the faculty at Vassar College in New York. We are going to open with the minuet finale from the Sonata No. 29 in F major by Joseph Haydn, the pianist Todd Crowe. music of Joseph Haydn, the Minuet Finale from his Piano Sonata No. 29 in F Major. The pianist was Todd Crow. Now I would like to play two pieces back to back. I'm going to start with a Scarlatti Sonata, the one in G Major with the Kirkpatrick No. 525. It's performed by a young pianist named Shizka. That is going to lead directly into a movement from James Matheson's triptych for piano that is entitled Alone in Waters Shimmering and Dark. That's quite a title, quite a mouthful. And playing that will be the pianist Nadia Shpachenko, who has been a former guest on Between the Keys, Scarlatti and James Matheson music back to back. Music by James Matheson, Capillary Waves was the name of that piece, with pianist Nadia Shpachenko, and that's from her recent CD release called The Poetry of Places on the Reference label. And before that, we heard Shizka playing Scarlatti's G major sonata, Kirkpatrick number 525. Bruce Levingston is a pianist who is a steadfast champion of new music, and I was particularly taken with another three-part composition, this time by a composer whose name was new to me. Her name is Augusta Gross, and from her three-part composition called Locations in Time, I'd like to share the central movement, which is titled Elegy. I think Augusta Gross has a great lyrical gift, and she also has the ability to shape and sustain long lines with both intensity and tenderness. And I could say that that goes for Bruce Levingston's performance as well. I think you'll agree.
Thank you.
Wasn't that beautiful? I really like that music. That was the Elegy movement from the piano triptych entitled Locations in Time, composed by Augusta Gross, and it was performed by Bruce Levingston. Last year, I had to play a Debussy etude in a concert, and I happened to find on YouTube a masterclass on that particular etude given by the Italian pianist Roberto Prosetta. And I wound up taking his advice from that YouTube video, and it turned out to be very helpful. Roberto Prosetta has recorded all of the piano music by Felix Mendelssohn, including works for two pianos and one piano four hands. Mendelssohn made a four-hand arrangement of his incidental music to A Midsummer Night's Dream, and we will hear the intermezzo movement with pianists Roberto Prosetta and his wife Alessandra Amara. Roberto Prosetta and Alessandra Amara performing the intermezzo from Mendelssohn's Midsummer Night's Dream, arranged for piano duet by the composer. And wow, what beautiful and finely calibrated ensemble playing we've just heard, really. I first heard the young pianist François-Xavier Poisat at a house concert where he gave an extraordinary performance of a solo piano arrangement of Smetana's The Moldau, and there was quite a tour de force. This pianist has been recording a series of discs devoted to ambitious piano transcriptions of orchestral works, including the Adagio from Cacciatorian's ballet Spartacus, in a gorgeous, gorgeous transcription by Matthew Cameron. It's very effectively laid out for the piano, and François-Xavier Poisson clearly relishes every note.
Thank you.
Music of Cacciatorian, that was the adagio from the orchestral ballet score Spartacus in a piano transcription by Matthew Cameron, and the pianist was François-Xavier Poisat. I had known about the composer and pianist Greg Kallor for several years before we actually met in person at a party, and I remember various musicians were taking over the piano and showing off, myself included, of course. Then this guy sits down at the keyboard whom I had never seen before, and he plays the most gorgeous and lyrical rendition of Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride. You know, this is a up-tempo piece. And this guy is playing it like a lament and with the most gorgeous reharmonizations. And it turned out this was Greg Kallor, whose work I had known from records. And we met and we totally hit it off. So I'd like to share a solo piano piece that's kind of a toccata, yet it has odd little stops and starts that keep you guessing and also keep you thoroughly engaged. It's a piece called Things to Come, composer and pianist Greg Kallor. A piece called Things to Come, written by Greg Kallor, and the composer was at the piano. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Between the Keys. Another pianist I had known about before I actually met her is Meryl Guneman, And I had known about her largely through her duo collaborations with my mentor, Dick Hyman. Meryl and I met for the first time in person a few years ago when she kindly volunteered to turn pages for me on my birthday piano recital back in 2016. She's made some fantastic piano arrangements, including a recent series devoted to songs by David Bowie, of all people. But I would like to feature Meryl Guneman and Dick Hyman playing Dick's own arrangement for two pianos of the classic bossa nova composition by Antonio Carlos Jobim called Garota de Ipanema. I'm sure you know what that means in English, but I will translate it after we listen. Is that a beautiful arrangement or what? That was done by Dick Hyman of the Antonio Carlos Jobim composition Garota de Ipanema. You know what that means in English, of course. The girl from Ipanema. And we heard it performed by Dick Hyman and Meryl Guneman on two pianos. Chopin's Scherzo in E major, the scherzo number 4 probably is the least popular of his 4 scherzos, but it's maybe the most subtle, and it's full of delicate and intricate passages that require considerable technique and control and suppleness if you really want to make the music soar with lightness and scintillation. There are very few performances that I think succeed in doing so. I can think of Vladimir Horowitz, Ashkenazi, Sviatoslav Richter made a specialty of this piece, and Leopold Godofsky has a fantastic recording of the 4th scherzo. But there's another pianist who I think belongs in this illustrious group, and that is Yevgeny Kissin. So let's listen to him play the scherzo number 4 of Chopin.
Thank you.
The Scherzo No. 4 in E major, Opus 54 by Frédéric Chopin, performed by Yevgeny Kissin. We just lost Jörg Demus at the age of 91. He was one of the best collaborative pianists of his generation and also a great all-around soloist in his own right. And he also composed, which is something I didn't know. I found this Romance in D major, a very charming little piece, and it's played by the composer Jörg Demus.
Thank you.
that's a very charming piece. It was composed and performed by the late pianist Jorg Damus, who we just lost at the age of 91. That was his Romance in D. We go back to the duo piano medium for our final selection. This is a tango entitled Michelangelo, and it was composed by Astor Piazzolla, and it's arranged for two pianos by Pablo Ziegler. We're going to hear Pablo Ziegler together with former Between the Keys guest Emmanuel Axe. What an exhilarating way to end this hour of music, with two great pianists, Emmanuel Axe and Pablo Ziegler, playing Astor Piazzolla's Michelangelo. That was arranged by Pablo Ziegler for two pianos. I was just thinking that there was quite a lot of variety in the music that we heard tonight, maybe more than usual. But I think that the running order had a nice flow to it, and there was a nice sense of direction in the program. And that's something that I put a lot of time and thought into every week. And I hope that it results in a rewarding listening experience for you. We have to say goodbye because there's another program coming up in a few moments, but I do hope that we will be together at this time next week for Between the Keys. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and thank you for tuning in. Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org.